This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Do my best Paul Revere here. The QR codes are coming. The QR codes are coming. Okay. Actually, maybe more accurately, they're already here. You've seen them. They're those squares, those little digital squares. They're on smartphones. You scan them. You get a quick response barcode that can be used for just about anything. And maybe soon here in the Commonwealth, they can be used to show your vaccination status.
Says it's a universal standard, and we've been working with a bunch of other states. There's probably 15 or 20 of them to try to create a single QR code that can be used for all sorts of things.
Governor Baker there earlier this week on GBH. His office did clarify that this won't be required. And he doesn't support requiring businesses to scan for vaccine status. Still, how would it work and how are businesses responding? We're going to dive into that, beginning with WBUR business reporter Yasmeen Ammer. Yasmeen, welcome back.
Thank you, Tiziana. It's nice to be back.
So let's do the basics on QR codes for folks. I'm most familiar with them when I use my phone at a restaurant to scan one of those digital squares and it brings the menu up on my phone. How prevalent are they already?
So QR codes are a pretty old technology, actually, as far as technology goes. It's from the 90s, which is just ages ago. So it works much like a barcode. Like you said, you scan it with your phone, and then it's able to translate those weird little squares into something that you can actually understand. But the pandemic really pushed us to use this 90s technology in new ways because it's contactless. You said you've seen them at restaurants. Many restaurants don't even have a physical menu anymore, like you said. They just, you can order, you can pay. It's just really an easy way to communicate digitally.
So for something as important as a medical record, stakes seem different there. Is this really coming? I mean, I will say I actually have one for my vaccination status in my Apple Wallet. How close are we to everybody doing this?
So Boston Children's Hospital is a really good example of an entity that really capitalized on the QR code early on in the pandemic. They've used them to exchange sensitive information between doctors and patients, and they already actually have that vaccine QR passport in place. And the technology they used and helped create actually set the foundation for states like California and now our own Massachusetts. And there are at least 15 states looking to have this digital vaccine passport. So it's slowly rolling out, but it's really unclear on a timeline. But I do want to be clear about this. QR codes, like this vaccine record we're talking about, contains a limited amount of information. It's your name, your birthday, where and when you were vaccinated, and that is it. It's not tracking you. It doesn't know about those shoes you bought last week. It doesn't know other health information, so it cannot share it with other people. And that's really important to note because it's just designed to share the necessary information, nothing more.
Okay, in a minute, I'm going to bring in another voice. But before I do want us to be really clear, Yasmeen, there is a difference between having the option to show you're vaccinated this way and being required to show you are vaccinated. Let's talk about that difference.
Yeah, because Governor Baker's office really made it clear that this is not a vaccine mandate. This is just another tool in the toolbox for people who don't want to carry around that flimsy piece of paper or vaccine card. Many of you probably already lost it, to be honest. Or it's for businesses who decide to use it to ask for proof of vaccine. It doesn't go so far as like New York City, which demands proof of vaccine if you want to go to a restaurant or a gym, any indoor activities. So it doesn't go that far, but it is a step.
And how about security? I mean, this is private information.
It is private information. And like I said, it's like the key here is the QR code is really built on sharing only the information that you're going to need to, you're just going to need to tell somebody that you are vaccinated. You're not going to need to tell them what happened in that physical, the last physical you had. And so there are technical guardrails to prevent people from accessing that information.
Glad to hear that. All right. So let's talk about implementation at businesses. What are you hearing from them?
So it is up to businesses. So for so many of them, it's been really nerve-wracking. They've had to play that enforcer role if they do demand vaccines. And really, this news matters to the people who've already been demanding vaccines. And so, like, this is one of those people is Tracy Chan, who she owns Pagu in Cambridge. And she's demanded to see proof of vaccination for a long time. And she says that this is something that's really going to help her. It's sending a major message from our government.
That takes the pressure again off of us as a small business and off of our hosts and our managers at the front door who are checking vaccination and checking temperatures. It also just, I think, sends a different message from above that, hey, we do care about public safety and this is how we care about it. And this is how everyone can equally care about it by implementing this system.
Yeah, so for Tracy Chang, it's really about messaging. But like going back, it's also important technically, because I also spoke to Sam Treadway. He owns Back Bar in Somerville, and he's been requiring vaccines to enter his bar since this summer. So take a listen to what he's been having to deal with.
It is amazing how many people just stare at me blankly and say, well, what do you even mean? What do you mean proof of vaccination? How would I possibly show you that?
That cracked me up, Yasmin. You can hear him reflecting the confusion that customers have had when they're like, wait, I don't even know how to do that.
And it's because, you know, people have lost their papers. People don't even know sometimes that you can get papers. I almost forgot mine until somebody flagged me. It's like, oh, you need this piece of paper after I got my vaccine. And so the idea here is to have something that, again, sends the message that this is out there. And so that you don't have to look at somebody like they're from outer space when they ask you to show proof of vaccination.
Okay, Yasmin, I'm going to ask you to stand by. We're going to stay on this thread about businesses. I'm bringing in another voice, Jim Rooney, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. Jim, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jim, I'm assuming, and I should check this assumption with you, that businesses will like this idea and want there to be some sort of universal way to provide digitally your proof of vaccination. Am I wrong to assume that?
Well, I think businesses will like the tool and the option of doing it. Many of the major employers around Greater Boston will take advantage of it because it's a 21st century tool. I mean, as you mentioned, we use QR codes, sometimes downloading restaurant menus. But, you know, more than that, we use our phones for airline tickets, sporting tickets, all in all sorts of ways to enable something to take place more efficiently. And for those companies that are requiring people who enter their buildings or their workplaces to demonstrate proof, it's quite easy to do. Everyone that that taps their credit card or downloads a restaurant menu knows that there's a lot of good efficiency and QR codes.
So, Jim, I will get to policy in a second, but does this cost business owners? Is this something where the cost is on sort of the medical provider side, or do businesses have to invest in some way financially for this technology in order to be able to take advantage of it?
Well, there's probably some reader technology that's necessary, but if you go into many office buildings downtown Boston now, there's some ID type of system. We have one in our office building on Franklin Street in Boston that we have to scan. It may be a little bit different. Maybe they can take advantage of the current technology using it a different way. And there might be some minor investment, but I can't imagine it's extraordinary.
Are there equity concerns with this at all? If a business really wants to be able to make this a part of how they operate, but maybe they're cash strapped, maybe it's a small business, any concerns that this leaves some out in the cold?
I don't think businesses will make it the requirement. I think if they're requiring proof of vaccination and people don't want to take advantage of the technology, they'll allow them to show their paper card. I don't think you'll see a you must do it via this technology. I just think it'll be just like airline tickets and ballpark tickets that, you know, you may do it digitally or you may print it out.
Okay, so that then takes us to the policy side. And what I'm thinking about, I remember summer of 2020, we heard from a lot of business owners, for example, Jim, that it was easier to be able to say they had to ask you to wear a mask versus we as a private business are asking you to wear a mask. Where is the chamber? Where are your member businesses on whether or not this ought to be mandated, whether that's at a municipal level or a state level?
Well, the chamber has supported the actions of the Baker administration in not imposing a vaccine mandate and enabling municipalities at one level and individual businesses and venues at another level to create their own policies. And, you know, if you look at the bottom line in terms of effectiveness, Massachusetts is leading the country in terms of vaccination rates and rates among the top states in terms of incidence of COVID. So while one can, you know, maybe question whether or not it could have been done differently, I think the proof of the effectiveness is in the bottom line. Now, that said, you know, I do agree with you that there is a convenience if a business wants to do it but wants to blame government for making them do it. You know, that reality exists. But that said, Governor Baker didn't do it, and many employers in the chamber and in our membership imposed their own vaccine requirement. They said, you know, if you're going to come back to work, you have to show proof of vaccination or apply for a medical or other type of exemption. So they did it on their own, and I haven't heard a great deal of difficulty. I'm sure there were some, but I haven't heard a great deal of difficulty with that.
All right. That is Jim Rudy, President and CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Jim. Okay, so I think we said goodbye to Jim. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer is still here. Let's get reactions to what we just heard from Jim Rooney, Yasmeen.
Yeah, a couple things. One is that idea of convenience, like our business is going to be able to adapt to this technically. I think what we've seen from the pandemic is just so many of them have already had to make technical implementations that they've never had to do before. A lot of them are already scanning QR codes. And like I said, this is not really that new of a technology. You can even download an app to just do it on your phone. It's pretty simple. And so I think like the adaptation is not so much the issue. I honestly think the second thing Jim said that made me think of just how many businesses, the stress of just having to make those decisions. And the businesses that I spoke to, especially small businesses, just going back and forth of like, do we do this? Do we put vaccine mandates? What do our vaccine mandates look like? Do we do masks? It's just because, you know, we really haven't had anything that's streamlined either federally or locally. So it's kind of been hard on them.
All right. That is WBUR business reporter Yasmeen Ammer. Always great to have you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.